This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 26, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt Wednesday announced an expedited review of flight and rest rules and called on U.S. airlines and unions to respond by July 31st. He's asking for specific commitments to strengthen safety at regional and major airlines by insisting they all obtain all available FAA pilot records, among other actions. By July 15th, the FAA says it will establish an aviation rulemaking committee, including members from the FAA, labor, and industry. The ARC will be charged with developing recommendations for an FAA rule by September 1st. FAA has given its inspectors the same July 15th deadline to complete a focused review of airline procedures for identifying and tracking pilots who fail evaluations or who demonstrate a repetitive need for additional training. Babbitt also wants to work with Congress to update the current Pilot Records Improvement Act of 1996 to make pilot record reporting more open. The FAA expects airlines that have contractual relationships with regional feeder companies to develop specific programs to share safety data and ensure that their partner airlines mirror their most effective safety practices. Earlier this year, the FAA proposed upgraded training standards for pilots, flight attendants, and dispatchers. LCROSS, NASA's Lunar Crater Observation and Sensing Satellite, successfully completed a critical swing-by maneuver of the moon at 5:20 a.m. Pacific Time on Tuesday. The maneuver puts LCROSS on a trajectory to complete its mission to search for water ice on the moon in early October. Craig Elder is the LCROSS spacecraft program manager for Northrop Grumman. He says it's been a fantastic mission. Quote, "It came together very quickly, was built on a modest budget, and delivered in a very short time frame, just 29 months. Most importantly, it will produce high-value science data critical to the nation's quest to return humans to the moon and beyond." Unquote. The craft will eventually give its all for the cause, looking for evidence of water and hydrated matter, which would be a boon to future manned missions in the shadows of large craters. Once the target crater has been identified, LCROSS will be configured for lunar impact, spending the last 4 minutes of its life collecting and streaming data to Mission Control for analysis. Alaska's congressional delegation has renewed its call for the Department of Homeland Security to reconsider proposed TSA rules on general aviation in light of a finding by the department's own inspector general that, quote, "general aviation presents only limited and mostly hypothetical threats to security," unquote. Back in February, the Alaska delegation said of TSA's so-called large aircraft security program, quote, "Our primary concern is that this plan's far-reaching effects have not been properly weighed against potential threats. We fear the LASP plan may drastically impact the lives of our constituents with little security gain," unquote. The plan's ban on carrying items such as hand tools and survival gear in plane cabins would be pretty drastic in Alaska, with lawmakers concerned the arbitrary rules would impede the flow of necessary goods to isolated communities. Alaska Congressman Don Young commented, quote, "Across-the-board regulations are not the answer here. What works in states in the lower 48 will not work in Alaska, where general aviation is essential to the survival of some smaller communities," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Crossed trim cables are blamed for a fatal crash in Ohio. Predator B drones are already watching the U.S.-Canada border. And Boeing successfully flies two helicopters with just one crew. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with Bob Poole of the Reason Foundation about the CLEAR program, the private sector expedited airport security lines that ceased operations when the company went bankrupt on Monday. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.